It's one of our top stories today. United Illuminating asking state regulators for a distribution rate increase on its electricity customers, including right here in the Bridgeport area. That proposed increase would add about $30 to the average customer's power bill, and they're indicating the revenue is needed for 350 different infrastructure projects throughout its service area. But that comes after PURA already gave the okay for UI and Eversource to increase their prices at the beginning of September. And we've already been dealing with issues of high prices and paying back our utility companies after the pandemic. So what are our thoughts on this? Joining us now is Senator Ryan Fazio for more. And Senator Fazio, I would imagine you're not too keen on this proposal, if you will.
No, not too keen at all. The cost of electricity in Connecticut is already far too high. It's the third highest in the country, and the hits just keep coming for consumers. And of course, you know, it's a new development, and I haven't read the proposal. What I know is that we need strong regulators that can transparently and independently and effectively defend consumers and go line item by line item through different rate proposals from our utilities and ensure that the consumers aren't getting taken advantage of more than we know they already are. But more broadly speaking, we need a strategy to lower electricity rates in this state, and I've co-authored a six-point plan that I'm confident will, and 65 of my colleagues have signed on to that plan, but we need another 29 in order to call a special session and actually act. So this is another hit for consumers, but it's more important than anything that we have a broad strategy as elected leaders in the state to actually address these costs in the long run.
Governor Lamont has said he doesn't think there's anything concrete enough being put forward to have a special session, Senator Fazio, especially as the ranking senator on the legislature's Energy and Technology Committee. What do you think about that?
Well, I respectfully disagree, and he and I have had good conversations in private, and you know, I'd submit to you that he and I are closer on our views on energy than maybe some I am with some others in this party. But the six-point proposal we put out is substantive. I mean, we as Republicans in the legislative minority here during an election year could simply just, you know, blame the other side. But instead, we've chosen to release concrete proposals, and our friends on the other side of the aisle have not. And those proposals include cutting the public benefits tax, hidden tax, in my view, from our electric bills that amount to a large portion of those bills, and which PURA itself, Marissa Gillette and her staff themselves, say is one of the reasons Connecticut has a much higher electricity rates than other states, including surrounding states. So, you know, our six-point plan is substantive, and it would provide relief to consumers and drive down rates in the long run. We just need to act.
It sounds like, Senator Fazio, when I hear the governor talking about this, because obviously reporters have been pressing him on this for months, especially after what happened over the summertime with Eversource and that public benefits section going up astronomically. It sounds like he's saying this is something that should have been tackled during the legislative session because it's not something you could tackle in like a day or two. And my question is, you know, Eversource came on my show and openly admitted that they knew this was going to happen in December of 2023. So why wasn't this tackled from February until the legislative session wrapped up? It seems like it almost was kind of hidden even from lawmakers. So I don't know if there's any call to action to say, hey, if you know you're about to crush our utility customers, you should probably let us know so we could tackle that at the state level during the legislative session. Because that's why it seems like this wasn't talked about more during the session, was that I don't even know if lawmakers knew it was going to be this bad.
Well, I and the Republicans did warn that this was bad. We actually, our six-point proposal is just an updated proposal from the winter, which was an updated proposal from the year prior. And what was different about our new proposal this winter is that we suggested using some of the $400 million of one-time federal ARPA dollars to provide relief to consumers directly, specifically due to the arrearages from the shutoff moratorium where we're all paying for other people's unpaid bills,
right,
to the tune of $180 million. So other Senate and House Republicans have actually been kind of banging the drum on this for the whole year, and the proposals were not advanced through the Energy Committee by our colleagues in the majority, and the proposals were voted down on the Senate floor when we presented them as amendments to other energy bills. So, you know, there's a record here, and this wasn't a recent thing. This is something we have been warning about, but it's obviously been picked up more recently because of the increases in electricity bills this summer.
The reason I bring that up is because my understanding is on the House end of things, I've had Representative Jonathan Steinberg on the show, and I know he's the House chair of the legislature's Energy and Technology Committee. And I said to him, why are we dumping all our ARPA dollars into education when we're just going to have an even larger deficit at the end of the 2024-25 year? And he openly admitted on the show, I don't know. He said, I'm sure we would have Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, that's something he said. He's like, you're right. I don't know why we couldn't have utilized some of those dollars to pay back. I mean, that's why we were given these ARPA dollars, were to pay back businesses that had tremendous losses during the pandemic. And yet we're going to pay for them because we're now dumping that money into something that essentially is going to not only go away, but we're going to have an even bigger deficit at the end of this next school year. So I don't know how we have some people on the committee that know this is coming and we should be putting money into it, but then others who are saying, yeah, I guess I don't know why all those ARPA dollars went into education if we're just going to be at a bigger deficit. It would have been nice to know that we could have paid back kind of this public benefits section. That's, like, super frustrating.
It's super frustrating. I mean, it's not a secret why it happened, because the bureaucracies and the interest groups have a voracious appetite, and frankly, they have a stronger influence in Hartford than regular everyday energy consumers, which is 1.5 million households in Connecticut. So, you know, unfortunately, it's a rather cynical answer, but it's the truth that the public sector unions and the universities and the colleges have more influence in Hartford than regular everyday ratepayers whose average income is lower than those employees of the state government. So unfortunately, it's not a secret to anyone in Hartford why those ARPA dollars were used for ongoing bureaucratic expenses rather than returned to taxpayers and ratepayers to whom the money belongs.
Senator Ryan Fazio, really appreciate getting your insight on this. We'll certainly see what happens next. Thank you so much.